very windy morning in Tokyo. That's the wind howling through the 13th floor of the building we live in. The 13th floor is open on all four sides with a garden in the middle. The wind comes rushing through. And now down here at ground level, where, to be honest, you wouldn't really think it was all that much of a windy day. Down here in the corridors of tall buildings in Iidabashi, there's just a little gentle breeze, not the hurricane that there was up there. Anyway, it's the 12th of April 2011. It's 8:44 in the morning, and yes, I'm just walking towards the Budokan place where there was lots of cherry blossom a couple of days ago, looking really beautiful, and I just want to see if I can get some quick shots of that before it all goes, before it's all whipped away by the wind, and before I go to the bank. Exciting times. So, went to bed at 3 o'clock, hoping to have a bit of a lie-in to catch up on lack of sleep these past few days, but no, the earth was not going to have it. Around 8 o'clock-ish, had quite a sizable earthquake off the coast of Chiba, and certainly woke us up. It's a really good thing. Maybe this is an intentional design, but our bedroom is the only room that has wooden beams in. It's a wooden beamed room, so when there is an earthquake, it's the only room which makes a lot of noise, which of course wakes us up. And there's nothing really that can fall on us in there, but I think it's always useful. It's always good to be awake in an earthquake. I just got distracted then by an amazing car wash. It's tucked into a tiny little pocket of land, like about the size of a car, basically. Totally automatic car wash. It's as if it's a parking space, but instead it's a whole car wash. Incredible how they fit these things in. Just rushing to cross the road now, not getting run over. So yes, I completely lost my train of thought now. So the earthquake struck, and yes, it's good that we were woken up. But, and also then good to see on Twitter that my friends I know in Chiba, where the epicenter was off the coast of Chiba, that they're okay. It's not too bad. And most importantly, no tsunami warning issued. It was interesting, while the quake was striking and we were waiting for news on the tsunami, the only thing I could think of was this article I read in yesterday's Japan Times. The day before yesterday, by Eden, about the how they work out when the if there's going to be a tsunami and how strong the earthquake is. It sounds like an incredibly tough job trying to send out accurate information as fast as possible, and of course in a way, the faster the information goes out, the less accurate it's going to be, and they have to strike that balance. So, personally, I think the early warning system does an amazing job of detecting and sending out fairly accurate information most of the time. Anyway, now we're walking past the hordes of masked salarymen, who I guess would have been delayed on their way to work this morning with the subway stopping, but no one really seems all that concerned. And yes, it's a beautiful day in Tokyo. We've got blue skies overhead for a change, and Fujisan is almost visible, not quite, without binoculars anyway. Right, okay, I'm gonna get on now. So yeah, have a lovely day wherever you are.